It's hard. It's hard as hell. There's no easy answer to this. There's no like, okay, well, every morning at 6 o'clock, you know, wake up and meditate for 10 minutes and tell yourself you're beautiful and then go. Like, it's not, it doesn't work like that. It's a constant battle, and you're going to have moments of complete and total defeat where it's just like, what am I doing? Like, why do I keep trying to do this? Look, don't look at my story. Don't look at someone else's story. What's the story you want? Everyone's different, you know, because everyone has a different story. And I think we get locked into like the horrific stories. It's like really easy to say, oh, wow, that's such a triumphant moment that he came out of that, you know, and whatever. But there are a lot of kids who are struggling in freaking La Jolla, California, or Beverly Hills, California, or whatever zip code that is doing really well on this planet. They're still struggling with self-worth. They're still struggling with identity. So just because it may not be that they come from a really bad background, they still are having issues with reality and what is something that they can hold on to and what is something they can anchor to. And so the first step is, what do you want? And that question becomes like a rabbit hole for figuring out and pulling and dissecting and coming through. And then when we finally get there, then we see certain things in their lives that have given them that want or that desire or that curiosity. And then you just start working through that. And the more layers of success that they can create, the stronger their house becomes, right? More bricks. You are this person, you are this individual, and people may not like that, but this is who you are, and go out and be you. It has nothing to do with what you do externally or what people say. It's how you view yourself and what you do inside. You know, put the victim to bed and wake the hero up instead. And the next part of that is you have to be a hero to yourself before you can save the world. And so you have to have that moment of, I am who I am, I'm comfortable in who that is, and I'm gonna go out and use who I am in the world in the best way possible. But I think that most people, they know what's holding them back at some level, and they just don't wanna be honest with it. And they'll do a lot to bury it, and the older you get, the more it gets buried. But I think if you really look back on your life, you can say, okay, that's it. And I just don't wanna take ownership of that. And a lot of times it's, like I said, that shame, whether it happened to you or you did it. You know, it's that shame of just let go of shame. If anything, we've proven in this world, like we're a world of forgiveness. Like, we will forgive people who are honest and vulnerable and real, but you've got to be that first in order for us to, you know, but you got to do that for yourself first. You got to forgive yourself. Failure, I think it's more of our egos that we don't want to say like failure exists. It's like, no, failure doesn't exist. It's a learning moment. No, you screwed up, you failed. Like, let's just own that. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And yes, you should learn from those failures. If there's something you've been holding and heal through it and then share it, because guaranteed there's somebody else who's going through something similar and you will be able to reach them. The simplicity of just knowing that you're not alone is really not simple. It's massive, because in those dark moments, you are alone. For the most part, you are physically alone. And so then it's not that hard to take it from a physical to a mental state. Understanding that you're in control, you control your destiny, you can create what you want to create. You have gifts that nobody else on the planet has. You have talent, you have everything. Everything you need to become whatever you want is right here, right? And I don't care what the limitations are, physical, mental, spiritual, I don't care. Everything is there for you.
You're better than you think you are. All you need is belief. The belief that you can succeed. The belief that you can learn, educate yourself. You have the power to push the part of you that sheltered yourself from this progress, that didn't allow you to grow and get stronger. You can be better. You can change to be better, to be stronger, and become the person you need to be. Transform into the person with respect. Respect for themselves. Respect for the decisions you make. Appreciation for the progress you're making. How are you going to make this transition? Are you willing to change? Do you want to change? In order for you to succeed, you need to switch your mindset. You need to know that you want it. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your mistakes. You have one tool. It's called time. Taste the opportunity and feel the success. Feel the power rise above you. You have this. Believe that you can. Know that you can. Be the person you want to become.
In reality, you are your only limit. Are you looking for success? Are you on that journey to success already? Do you know what path you're even on? There's only one way to know if someone's holding you back. If there are limits, know that that means you're making progress, because you know that you're working for it. You're gonna know when you're where you need to be because you've been working for it. Limits shouldn't set you back. You need the struggle in order to succeed. You have the power to push past the struggle, push past the limits, and to learn from them, and to learn from yourself in the process. You're on the right path. You're taking the journey, so you're immediately on the right path. All you need to do now is keep taking the next step. Embrace the mistakes and embrace these challenges. Make this your time to make your life somewhere that you find is worth living. Build your empire. Build your empire into something constructed of your mistakes, and then watch yourself rise above them. Because limits shouldn't make you any less of a person than you want to be. You're more than your mistakes, and you're even more than your successes. You need to be you. Limits, struggles, failures, and successes and all, in order to take that path to make your life a better place. You don't realize the privilege you have. If you still have time left to make a mark, and if you still have time left to live your dreams, then you will have no regrets. And if you're still able to work on your goals and ideas, there are a billion people wishing that they were you. Stop with the regret. Start feeling gifted and start feeling blessed. You have a chance to go out there and make a mark. You still have the opportunity that so many don't. Understand that you have the privilege to succeed in life.
Everyone wants to be successful until they see what it takes. Do you want to have it? The spark of inspiration, the beauty of determination, the landmarks towards success? We all want it. You have to be brave enough to take it. Can you be brave? Can you stand up to the risks, to the hurdles? That takes courage. Courage to face it. Rather than running towards it with your eyes closed, that takes nothing. Anyone can do that. Walk towards it with your eyes wide open. Be brave. Use your courage. This is why not everyone is successful. Only the ones who have what it takes. But you have what it takes. You have the potential to drive straight through the hurdles. Become someone. Someone you actually aspire to be, someone your kids can look up to, or work and strength your parents will take pride in. You can become that person. You have what it takes. You need to want it. Have the craving to succeed, aspiration to want to move away from your past self and move forward towards the future you can become someone. Make it happen. Make the time to move. Move forward. Now. Don't wait. Waiting just wastes time. What are you waiting for? Waiting for the circumstances to change? Change them yourself. Only you can make that happen. Someone successful. Someone who has purpose. Someone who has grown. The time is now to face the discipline. Fight through the pain to reach power within. And to ultimately become an improved person. Cross the bridge. Fight each day for the success you've been waiting for. Fight for the opportunity to thrive outside your comfort zone. These choices don't come easily and definitely don't come twice. Hard work pays off. But in order for that to happen, you have to fight through the pain, the rejection, and the heartbreak. Wake up each day with attitude to change. Today, you will walk with confidence, knowing that today will be the day you face your fears of failure. With that attitude, tomorrow or the next day, progress will be accomplished. You will know you faced the discipline and fought your way out of your comfort zone. We need to feel pain to feel happiness. The pain drives us to strive for change. Just know that when life becomes hard someday, it's guaranteed that it will get better. Maybe not right now, but as long as you try, the chance of change and success increases. Don't wait for the opportunity to be handed to you on a plate. Only you, and just you, can make that happen. Spend time willing and completing your goals, because nothing is impossible. Progress can finally be made. The barrier can finally be broken. Happiness can finally be seen in the horizon, and your mindset can finally be changed.